took to fighting. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. A memorial is getting underway at the Carter Presidential Center for the late President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Atlanta.
The saying here for the Carter Center is that they want to wage peace, fight disease, and build hope. And that is something that the former president stood for and what he wanted this Carter Center to be. It's why this is the main stop here, if you will, as it relates to Atlanta and where he will lie in repose following this service here. Already we've seen dozens of people come out to the center to pay their respects, just as we have for the last several days.
Earlier today, bells tolled 39 times for the 39th president at the farmhouse in Plains, Georgia, where the president grew up.
It's a great feeling, you know, that a local peanut farmer was able to make such a tremendous impact on our country and in the world.
Ceremonies honoring President Carter move to the nation's capital next week. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports that is prompting even tighter security at certain airports.
After the recent deadly events in New Orleans and Las Vegas, and in advance of the certification of Electoral College votes, the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, and the inauguration, the Transportation Security Administration has put new security measures in place. On some flights bound for the three major airports that serve the nation's capital, Reagan National, Dulles, and BWI, TSA officers will be deployed to gates to inspect carry-on bags.
There is no specific threat. A winter storm has arrived in the Midwest. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
From Topeka, Kansas, right through major hubs like St. Louis over towards Cincinnati, this is an area that's going to pick up heavy snow, ice, sleet, strong damaging winds.
He says there's a good potential for power outages and road conditions are deteriorating. It's the highest civilian honor.
From the East Room of the White House.
For the final time as president, I have the honor of bestowing the Medal of Freedom.
President Biden gave out the nation's highest civilian honor. Recipients included humanitarians.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded to Jose Andres.
Sports icons.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Rock stars.
Bono changes the world through his art and activism.
And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Her career has been dedicated to an eternal truth.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
LeBron James breaks an NBA record set by Michael Jordan. James set the new record for 30-point games during the Los Angeles Lakers' victory over Atlanta. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblend.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text HOPE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text HOPE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text HOPE to 200-300. That's HOPE to 200-300. HOPE to 200-300.
New warning labels could be coming to alcohol.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy is calling for cancer risk warning labels on alcoholic beverages, much like those warning labels on cigarettes. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says it's a really good idea.
There was a survey out that found that only 45% of Americans know that there is a risk of cancer related to alcohol. Compare that with 90% of Americans who know that cigarettes cause cancer.
Alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in America and is linked to at least seven different types of cancer. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A salmonella outbreak has been linked to Christmas dinner served at a Seattle homeless shelter. Public health officials say 14 people became ill. Five were admitted to local hospitals. Salmonella bacteria can cause severe stomach problems and diarrhea. Health officials say they are talking with shelter staff about proper food preparation. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cold first weekend of January, especially today. It will be sunny, though, highs near 20. Wind chills as cold as 10 below zero. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 8 above. A little milder on Sunday, with highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Satisfaction. Tell you what, satisfaction is all these great timeless hits, huh? Like that one from the Stones. And this one from Chicagoland's Shy Lights. Have you seen her? Yeah, she's been on the park once or twice.
A lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand. Have you seen her?
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a trap.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Cool, mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, me is all on the coroner's wig. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Susie, wake up, man. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. They ain't never going to believe we fell asleep at the movie theater. We're in trouble now. Box stops at WRJN. Local news and all your timeless hits are back here on WRJN. Rick Johnson with you Saturday. And I want to tell you that Kurt Volman, you've listened to him before. If you haven't, you really should. He talks to some of the most fun people. They're not boring at all. The fun people in Racine every afternoon between 2 and 6, from music and the arts to the theater and nonprofit causes. Kurt is in touch with the people who make Racine home. It's Homeward Bound, weekdays 2 on WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Thank you.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Dream believer and a home.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
From the early morning to the early night, she was smiling, rocking at the awesome. to me now.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
A ceremony honoring former President Jimmy Carter at his presidential library in Atlanta just ended. His flag-draped casket arrived there after a four-hour trip from his hometown of Plains, Georgia, where the procession stopped in front of his childhood home. The president's son, Chip Carter, remembered his father during the ceremony.
He was an amazing man, and he was held up and propped up and soothed by an amazing woman. And the two of them together changed the world. And it was an amazing thing to watch from so close and to be able to be involved in.
Carter will lie in repose at the center until Tuesday morning. The family of a